Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chal, daf Lamed Zayin. We're starting Lamed Vav Lamed Beis about two lines off from the bottom with the words Hayotzar Chlisraim. And if Vilna's daf is about two thirds of the way into Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And we're still in the middle of Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds that Tevel is not Batal Barayv, and Rish Lakish holds that it is. And we had concluded the previous Gemara trying to bring a Braisa to show that this Machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is actually Machlekes Tanaim, but we weren't successful. And here we have another attempt. The Braisa tells us as follows: Hayotzar Chlisraim Arba Chamish Chav. A person has to separate four or five barrels of truma from the bar. The bar is the holding tank of wine, and he has to separate four or five barrels of truma. This is the standard amount that he would separate from this bar. And this is what he has to do. On top, he takes the first barrel of truma and he puts it right at the edge of the bar. And he says, this is truma. Then he does the same thing to the second one. Same for the third one. Then this is what Rishim Gamliel says. Whereas Rebbe says, he takes all four or five barrels, puts them at the edge of the bar. And he says, Truma, these are truma. And now we analyze. Havan Bay Meimer, they wanted to say, Manda Amar, here's the proper girsa, Mala Kulan Alpia Bar, according to the one, which is Rebbe, that says he takes all the barrels and puts them at the edge of the bar and then designates them as truma, he holds a Tevel's Batal Barayv. Because if you do it the other way around, you do a barrel by barrel, that means that after the first barrel was taken out, some of the bar is not Tevel anymore, it's Chulin. Then he does a second barrel, now more of the bar is Chulin and not Tevel. And after, let's say, the third barrel of truma is taken out, that means that the majority of what's remaining in the bar is Chulin, the minority being Tevel, and the Tevel should be Batal Barayv. And since Rebbe says not to do it one barrel at a time, he says to do them all at the same time, it must be that he holds Tevel's Batal Barayv. And Manda Amar, here's the proper girsa, Malas Harishon al Piyabar, according to the Manda Amar, which is Shimon Gamliel, that he does one by one, he puts one, then he puts another one, and then another one, designating them all as Truma one after another, clearly holds Ena Tevel Batal Barayv. The Tevel is not Batal Barayv, and there's no issue doing one at a time. However, the Gemara tells us that no, Rebbe Bo says, Bashem Rabbi Yechanan, they really both Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel agree that Tevel is not Batal Barayv. So what's a machlokes? Hekef beinayim. The whole machlokes is hekef. We know that truma needs to be separated min hamukef. The truma has to be connected to that which is being separated from. And the machlokes is how this is done when we're taking wine out of the bar. Manda amar malakulan opia bar. According to Rebbe, that he has to take out all the barrels and put them at the edge of the bar, tar min hamukef. He holds that's considered being tar min hamukef. Even though they're at the edge of the bar and they're not inside it, it's not a problem. It's still considered min hamukef. So you could do it like that. Whereas manda amar malasarushan opia bar, according to Rishim Gamliel, that he does one by one, so ain't tarmin amukif. If you do it like Rebbe, it's not considered being tarmin amukif. It's only when he does it one by one, then that's min amukif. How so? So actually, he's not designating these barrels as truma when they reach the edge of the bar. It's while they're still in the airspace of the bar before he lifted them out, that's when he designates them as truma, and that he could really only do one by one because he only has two hands. Yes, if he was an octopus or if he had friends to help him, he could technically do all five at the same time, but since we're assuming where he's just doing it by himself, he's doing it one barrel at a time, and again, that's because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds the only way to do a min hamukif is if the barrel is still in the airspace of the bar, and that's when he designates as truma, as this has nothing to do with Tevel being batal barayv. We have a different explanation in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Shmuel quoted Rabbi Vo, who said b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, machlef, he said it the other way around. Manda amar malos harushan al piya bar, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he picks the barrels up one by one, tar min hamukif, that's considered to be doing it min hamukif, whereas manda amar malakun al piya bar, according to Rebbe, that all the barrels are picked up to the edge of the bar, and then he designates them as truma, ain't tar min hamukif, this is actually not considered being tarmin amukif. In other words, according to this version, Rebbe holds there is no way to be tarmin amukif, and Rav Shimon Gamliel's suggestion is not valid, it's not good, just because he's holding the barrel in the airspace of the bar, that's not called min amukif, and since anyway there's no way to do min amukif, he might as well just do it the easiest way, which is by filling up all four or five barrels, putting them at the edge of the bar, and then saying that they're all truma. Now, Lam Zayin Amar based on top, the Gemara just asks on this, Amar Le Rav Zeira, Rav Zeira told him, which is Rav Shmuel, that Einoi Ma'ur Vayidei Gidin, isn't it mixed by way of Gidin? When he's pulling the barrel of wine out of the bar, there's definitely flow. There's at least a small stream of wine connecting the barrel to the wine in the bar. That's called Ma'ariv Alayde Gidin, and so therefore it should be considered Min HaMukif, and therefore your quote of Rabbi Yechanan does not really fit. It doesn't make sense. Hajim Al Chaychan Arai, Mazur finishing the third parak of Masechet Challah, just like we're Zechet to finish this parak together, we should be Zechet to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And carrying right on, beginning the last parak in the Masechet, the Mishnah tells us as follows, Shtei Nashem Sha'asu Shnei Kabin, two women that were sitting next to each other making dough, and each one was the size of a kav, which we know individually they're not chayv and chala. And they were nageya, they touched each other, as now it's technically shir chala. Afilu heinu min echad, even if they're the same men, they're both doughs made out of wheat, peturin, they're putter. However, as man shel isha achas, if these doughs are owned by one woman made two separate doughs, and then they touched each other, so it's different. Min b'minoi chayiv. If these two doughs are the same men, then they'd be chayv and chala, because now there's a shir chala. V'shaloi b'minoi putter. But if these two doughs are two separate minim, so then they're not chayv and chala. Now the Mishnah just clarifies, ezu min b'minoi, what's considered min b'minoy. Hachitim einu mitzarfes imakol. Wheat is not mitzarf. It does not combine with any other type el imakosmin, except for with spelt. And also iron barley mitzarfes imakol, mixed with everything else, namely spelt, oats, and rye, chutzman hachitim, except for wheat. Now Rabbi Chaim Uriyamer, he tells us ushar minin, the other minim, meaning the ones that are not wheat and barley, rather oats, rye, and spelt, mitzarfes zayim ze, they are mitzarf with each other. So we begin by quoting the Mishnah, shtei nashim shasu shnei v'chulu, and now Rabbi Chaim Uriyamer clarifies, stam isha achas ein makpedes. The standard basic understanding is, when we have one woman and she's making her own dough, she's not makbid about them being mixed together. She doesn't really care. She's more than happy with the different doughs mushing together. Whereas shtayim makpidas hein. The basic understanding is that when we have two women making their own doughs, they are makbid and they don't want their doughs mushing with each other. And that's why it's not considered siruf and their doughs are not chayv and chala if they did end up getting mushed together. However, it's lav dafka. It doesn't have to be that this is like that with one woman and two women. Isha achas shehi makpedes. If we have one woman, but she is makbid and she doesn't want her doughs mixing, asu oisa kishtei nashim, we treat her like two women. And if her doughs mix together, they're actually not chayv and chala. By the same token, the other way around, shtei nashim she'en makpidos, two women that are not makbid, asu oisam ki isha achas, we treat them like a standard one woman, and if their two doughs get mixed together, then they are chayv and chala. Now the Gemara just asks on one woman, im ein makpedes, if a standard regular Yiddish Bala Busta is not makbid to have her doughs mushed together, lamahi oisa oisa b'shnei makaymas, so then why did she make it in two different places? Why is she making two separate doughs if she's not makbid? Clearly, the fact that she made two separate doughs means that she is makbid. And therefore, we should say that anytime we have one woman that made two separate doughs, they don't combine for a shir challah. So Amar Biyayna, he answers that no, b'she'en lo makam lolosh. We're talking about where she doesn't have place to knead it. She lives in a small apartment. She's not able to make one large dough. She doesn't have the big counter, and therefore she has to make two separate doughs. But she's more than okay if they mush together, and therefore, if they do, she's chayav and challah. Now, Moshe Rabbi Yayna Amra, this Rabbi Yayna just said, tells us that ha'i lo makam heichan lolosh, if she had place where she could have made one large dough, which is chayav and challah, v'hi oisa oisa m'shnei makaymais, and she dafka made them in two separate places, two separate doughs, makpedesi, she is makbid, and those two doughs, if they get mushed together, are not going to be chayav and challah, because she clearly has showed that she's makbid. Antalam chas someone alpha on top, naki v'kibar, makpedesi, if one woman has two separate doughs, one of them is naki, it's refined flour, it's clean, and the other one is coarse flour, of course she's makbid, because these are two different qualities in the flour. Now we conclude with the following case, Amar Blazer says, shtei deis asu oisan kishtei nashin. If we have two different deis, we make that like two women. What does it mean, shtei deis? So she refers to a baker that's making dough for two separate women, and he's obviously making two separate doughs. That's called shtei deis, one person making a dough for two separate people. According to Blazer, that's like two women that are making dough, even though it's one person making it. We have the baker who's this one guy, he's making two separate doughs. Maybe that's like one woman. Rabbi Blazer's telling us that no, since he's making it for two women, it's like shtei nashim, and these two things are not going to be mitzarif. However, Shmuel bar Abba asked the following question, afilu rotzos, would we say that's even if they want it? Now, what's important over here is that Shmuel bar Abba argues with Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of isha achas and shtei nashim. He holds that it's dafka, that whenever we have two doughs from two women, there's never chibur, even though they aren't makbid. And so his whole question is, what about this case where the baker is making a separate dough for two women, but let's say the women themselves aren't makbid? Is it still like shtei nashim? Or perhaps we say that since they aren't makbid, it's like isha achas because one person is making the dough. And we end up without answering this question. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this concept of chibur, of these two different doughs connecting and being chayav and challah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.